A big male otter named Flag relieved Gabe of the drink and slurped it down in one gulp.
Very nice, sir. Too good to swill cellars down with.
Gabe's face was a picture of indignation.
Why, you horrible otter.
Grub, a baby mole, looked up at the general laughter. Wiping dams and jam from his snout, he shook a small digging paw at Gabe Quill.
You can have an horrible owl, but otters is awful, brrrr.
Sister Serena, a rotund mouse who ran the Abbey Infirmary in sick bay, wiped the jam from Grub's whiskers and passed him a bowl of honeyed milk as she reprimanded him.
Hush now, Grub. Don't correct your elders.
Grub sucked noisily at the milk, coming up with a cream-coated chin.
Brr, elders, Dandin says I'm a little old fella that'd be making I an elder too. Betcher I'm elder than they, and wiser mayhap.
At the head of the table, the abbot paused, with a hot scone between paw and mouth.
The dog pounding stopped. Where is Dandin?
Simeon took a sip from a foaming tankard of October ale.
In the kitchen. Can't you hear him? He's getting a drying down, dry clothes and a good telling off from Mellus.
The reprimands of Mellus and the protests of Dandin echoed loudly down the corridor between the kitchen and cavern hall.
Keep still. Your ears are saturated.
Ow! Ow! I won't have any ears left the way you're going. Ouch! And I'm not wearing that great big habit. It belongs to Fatty Brother John.
Ooh, you ungrateful little scamp. How dare you call Brother John a fatty when he was good enough to lend you his spare robe. Hey, come here. Come back, I say.
The smack of wet paws on the floor of the passage to Cavern Hall announced the culprit's escape. Dandin scampered in. He sat between Formal and a squirrel named Roof Brush. Grabbing a wedge of speckled nut cheese, he jammed it between two slices of oat fall and began munching, pouring himself a beaker of cold strawberry cordial as he did. Flag, the big otter, winked at Dandin and passed him a bowl of otter's hot root sauce to dip his fall into.
Aye, aye, matey. Run afoul of my Mellus again, have ye? Quick and dip a bows now. Yonder she comes.
Dandin ducked beneath the table just in time. Mother Mellus came bustling by, a clean linen bonnet tied about her great striped head. She nodded to the abbot and took a place at the far end of table in a large armchair. Sitting two young mice on her lap and a baby mole on the arm of the chair, she soon forgot Dandin as she occupied herself feeding the dibbons, wiping chins and generally taking charge.
Come on now, little one. Eat up your woodland salad. Pudding later.
No, don't like salad. Want a pudding?
Salad first, pudding later. You want to grow up big and strong like me, don't you?
No, want to stay little and eat pudding all the time.
Abbot Bernard reached beneath the table and nudged Dandin.
You can come out now, young mouse. Mother Mellus has her paws full with those dibbons. You did a fine job as log banger, Dandin. There was no need to stay out in the storm so long.
Dandin sat up proudly and reached for a raspberry cream pudding.
Thank you, Father Abbot. I stayed out until I knew all our abbey creatures were inside, safe and dry. It's my job.
Blind Simeon smiled.
Well done, young Dandin. You're just the type of mouse Redwall Abbey needs. One day when the abbey is fully built and completed, who knows, you could be our next abbot.
Dandin wrinkled his nose, not too pleased with the idea. Abbot Bernard laughed heartily.
No abbotship for you, eh, young Rip? It's easy to see that you come from the line of Gonf, the mouse thief. I wish that Martin the Warrior had left ancestors behind.
Simeon held up a paw.
Maybe he did, my friend. Not direct descendants, but spiritual ones. Martin was a warrior and the founder of Redwall. His presence is all around us in these very stones. I have never talked with a creature whom I felt was actually touched by Martin's spirit. But then we have never needed such a one in this time of peace. However, I feel that one day before my seasons have run, I will meet some creature whose life has been touched by the shadow of our warrior.
Roof Brush looked up from a place of hazelnut cream and apple pie.
Not on a night like this you won't, Simeon. Listen to that rain storm. Any creature out on a night like this must be drowned by now.
Simeon was about to answer when he suddenly turned his face aside and clasped a table napkin to his nose.
Oh, some beast eating wild garlic.
A fat mole named Burgo, several places down, with a clothespin fitted snugly upon his nose, was tucking into a big basin with a spoon. He waved a paw at Simeon.
No could I stand the smell of garlic. I do dearly love the taste of it, though. That's why I keep my snout pegged. Garlic wild soup. Nothing like it, sir.
Amid the laughter that followed, Dandin turned to Roof Brush.
By the fur, Roof, that rain sounds as if it were trying to knock our abbey down. You were right. Any beast out in this must be well drowned by now.